Since refuge is the beginning of Buddhist practice, the first wish in the Benchen Lama's text is concerned with it. Without refuge, it is difficult for other practices to be successful. However, an attitude of complete confidence in the three jewels is not sufficient in itself. As Buddha said, "I teach you the path to liberation. Know that liberation itself depends on you." Buddha is just the teacher of the path. He does not give realization like a gift. You have to practice morality, concentrated meditation, and wisdom. Consider, for example, recitation of the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, which is practiced for the sake of invoking compassion within yourself for all types of sentient beings. After finishing a session of repetition, for instance, 21, 108, or more times, the value of the practice is dedicated through reciting a prayer in connection with Avalokiteshvara, since he is the physical manifestation of the compassion of all Buddhas. Through the virtue of this practice, may I quickly attain a state equal to that of Avalokiteshvara, in order to help all sentient beings attain the same. There is no possibility of attaining Buddhahood merely through reciting Om Mani Padme Hum. But if your practice is conjoined with real altruism, it can serve as a cause of attaining Buddhahood. Similarly, if you touch, see, or listen to a qualified guru, it can have positive impact, which can be helpful in developing deeper spiritual experience. When my senior tutor, Ling Rinpoche, and I would touch foreheads at the beginning of a more formal meeting, or at other times when I would take his hand and touch it to my forehead, emotionally, this would give me a strong, intimate feeling related to greater faith and trust. In Buddha's time, when someone who really respected and loved him touched his feet, this certainly would bring about some benefit. But if someone who had no faith or respect in Buddha even grabbed his leg and pressed his or her head against it, there probably would not be any blessing. Though something is required from the guru's side, mainly it is from the side of the disciple. There was a truly wonderful lama from the Amdo province of Tibet who, when asked for a blessing by putting his hand on the practitioner's head, would say, "I am not a lama who can bestow liberation by placing my hand, that has the nature of suffering, on top of someone's head."